This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to talk in a couple of minutes about Twitter and the prospects for that company in the Trump era. First, though, how the president-elect's tweets are changing corporate behavior in this country. Fiat Chrysler has confirmed it's going to invest $1 billion in improving two factories here. 2,000 jobs will come along with that investment. An investment, it must be noted for the record, that Fiat chairman Sergio Marchionne said this morning has, quote, been in the works for a long period of time. Nonetheless, in a couple of tweets today, Mr. Trump claimed credit for those jobs and for the investment itself, echoing his treatment of decisions by Ford and General Motors. Marketplace's Jed Kim has more now on car companies and the bully Twitter account.
Pretty much every automotive analyst, journalist, or other expert is in Detroit for the auto show, checking out the new hotness. That's where I reached Kristen Gicek with the Center for Automotive Research. Fortunately, she has a cell phone and a knack for finding a quiet spot to chat.
I'm sitting in a very boring car that nobody else wants to sit in, so I won't get bothered.
Gicek says Fiat Chrysler's announcement has less to do with fears over what the Trump administration will do, more to do with long-term strategy.
An auto plant lasts about 40 to 50 years, not four. So anything that they're doing is based on what they think the market is at and where their business case is.
Still, there's no denying that being singled out by a Trump tweet is troubling, says Jeff Schuster with LMC Automotive.
I think we're seeing the announcements as a way to maybe head off further trouble down the road.
Trouble in the form of possible import tariffs.
The industry is looking at it as a way to essentially give Donald Trump what he wants, but also allow them to continue their overall strategy as a global automaker.
Schuster says it's still not clear what Trump's policies will be and how they'll affect carmakers' operating decisions. There could be an indirect clue, though.
The show here is about SUVs.
Low oil prices have made Americans more likely to buy larger vehicles. With Trump signaling he may roll back environmental regulations like gas mileage, automakers may keep churning them out. From American factories, of course. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.